Hi, I'm Wendy Francis, nutrition therapist, emotional eating expert, and entrepreneur. I've helped countless people overcome their obsession with food and weight. Isn't it time you overcame what you had become and ignite who you were meant to be? Your time to become an overcomer starts now. Welcome to the Overcoming Emotional Eating Podcast. Today's episode is a very short clip of a time period and a question I worked with a client live on the line. But why we brought this to you was to help you understand a little bit more about want versus need-based eating. We're all so caught up in the shoulds and shouldn'ts of what we eat. We forget how to eat out of head and heart, want and need, without any shoulds or rules or stringent boundaries. It's extremely important to understand the distinction for yourself. We felt like this client's question was of great value. We wanted to repurpose it so you can continue to learn in your overcoming. Also take a look at www.wendyfrancis.com for some new resources that we've put up. End Your Emotional Eating E3 is an online journey that we've created for you to continue to overcome and end your emotional eating. Take a look at that and take a listen to this podcast and glean some amazing insight from this client in continuing to overcome your emotional eating.
Wendy, I have a question. When you open the refrigerator and you want something for dinner or a snack or a meal, I have all kinds of berries and things I can have and vegetables. And then there's that shelf that, like, leftovers from my family, a slice of pizza, whatever it might be, a hamburger patty, whatever. I always think, what do I want or what should I have? Mm-hmm. And I always should choose from the what should I have. But then I'm like, you know, I've been really good for 3 or 4 days. You know what? I'll have this hamburger patty with some lettuce and I'll be okay. Then I find that I don't want to have it plain. And then I'm like, oh, I'll put a little bit of Thousand Island dressing on and pretend it's a Big Mac. And It's like, okay, so sometimes, not all the time, I want the comfort food. I want the warm food. I want something that I shouldn't have, I guess. Or if we go to a restaurant, I always think a lot of times I won't even look at the menu and I'll just order a salad. But then I'm like, what should I have or what do I want? And then I actually wait till the waitress asks me what I want. And then I'm like, broiled cod, no butter, a side salad, no croutons. And it's like, I feel that I'm eliminating all the things that I love. I don't know. So what do you think about that?
Yeah, I think I'd love to talk to you for a minute.
Okay.
So my wondering is, right, I hear two languages from you. One is, what should I have? And the other is, what do I want? But correct. What about, what do I need? You see,
very good.
As an adult, and this is actually the topic for next week's call, but I'll give you a little intro. As an adult, we work off wants and needs, hopefully. When we work off shoulds, we rebel. When we work off wants, we are in craving.
What do I need? What do I need to make my body healthy? What do I need to lose weight?
Mm-hmm. What do I need? Right. What do I need to reduce my inflammation? What do I need to heal my body? What do I need to give myself energy to get through the rest of the day? What do I need to keep myself off the insulin spike cycle? Right. We can go on and on with, depending on the time of day and what's happening, right? The what do I need? Because I didn't hear that at all in what you were saying to yourself.
I guess I incorporated that with what should I have?
Should and need are very different. Shoulds are shame. Shoulds are S-H-I-T. We're all adults on the line, but I won't say it. That's okay. My feeling about shoulds. Don't you tell me should, because I'm going to shove it up your you-know-what. I don't like shoulds. And I don't think that our psyche as an adult likes shoulds. I don't think it allows us to stand in our power. I think shoulds disable our power. They disempower us. Do we have needs as an adult? Yes, we need money. We need to go to work. We need, you know, we need to eat foods that are congruent with our current lifestyle needs. But that's not a should.
Right.
I don't like shoulds, and I like to get them out of people's lives.
Excellent. Thank you, Wendy. Yep.
You're welcome.
That's the word I'm going to use. What do I need?
Yep. So when you open up the refrigerator, that's what I want you to ask yourself, and hop back on next week because you're going to hear a lot more about that.
Excellent. You're wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
How come I couldn't figure that out myself?
Well, then you'd be doing the call.
Oh, there you go.
I'm just farther along on this journey. That's all it is. And it doesn't mean that I know more. I'm just farther along on this journey. There's other journeys that I'm still venturing on.
Well, thank you for your infinite wisdom.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks for being on.
Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, share it with a friend. Rate, review, and subscribe. You never know who you'll help become the next overcomer.